Carl Hiaasen is back. Well, he never goes away, and many people wish he would. He is the doggedly satirical observer of all things wacky in Florida. In both his columns for the Miami Herald and well over a dozen books, in his latest novel, Hiaasen weaves together insurance fraud, beach erosion, the mob, reality TV, oh, and real headlines about Floridians. Now, a warning, these may not be for everyone, but they're real. They're in the paper. Headlines like, Manatee Woman Punches Sister During Fight Over Vibrator, deputies say, and Florida woman causes accident while shaving private parts. Carl Hiaasen's new novel is Razor Girl. Janet Maslin in the New York Times calls it irresistible. And Carl joins us in the studio with more about the book and about what prognosticators are calling the swingiest of swing states.
No, geez, I hope not.
Which made me think of like a Frank Sinatra song, you know.
Or something, yeah, something else.
Something else. Carl, I think we actually talked at one point when we were talking about these crazy headlines that come out of Florida. I think we did talk about the 2010 true story about the woman shaving herself.
Right, and that caused an accident down in the Keys. She was doing some personal grooming while she was driving, and she crashed into a car full of tourists. So one of my sons sent me that clipping, and I'd saved it, of course, trying in some depraved way to fit it into a novel. How do you improve on it in fiction? And then where would it go? So I said, why don't I start the book with something like that and see what happens?
This is why other authors just get so angry at you, Carl Hiaasen, because you're so lucky. You just have these headlines, these stories about Floridians. How many others in your book? I mean, there's so many storylines. You've got a cop who's had his badge removed because of coloring outside the lines. You've got somebody who shores up shorelines. What's the name of the company?
Sedimental Journeys. Yeah, beach renourishment is a huge business in Florida because erosion is a continuous problem, and the beach is an expensive commodity. I mean, we sell the image of beaches and we sell property on the beaches. And so when the beach starts disappearing, they turn to these companies to either dredge up sand from offshore and redo the beach, or actually in many cases they go to the Bahamas and get sand. And the guy in my book, the scammer in my book, decides that Cuba would be a good place to try to get some sand. He's gotten into trouble with the mob because he brought in some really bad sand.
From like a landfill. It had glass in it.
And there's, you know, so all the kids building sand castles are sitting there getting shredded. And so the mafia said, you put in a good beach or else.
Well, you've got your central character, Andrew Yancey, who also appeared in your Bad Monkey. He's a former detective now busted down to health inspector for restaurants. A big case comes up when it's discovered that this is so disgusting, so disgusting. Somebody has shaved their beard in a pot of like gumbo or something.
Quinoa. Quinoa. I don't go for the gumbo. No, it's quinoa.
At this health restaurant. Do you get people like health inspectors sidling up to you and kind of saying, well, I got a story for you?
I don't have to do that, Robin, because in Florida, because of the public records law, all restaurant inspections can be looked up online. I go out to eat all the time and the food's great. But if you want to find something that'll make you want to sleep with the lights on, just read a few of these reports from some of the sketchier places. And I take my character, Andrew Yancey, and put him in this situation. And he was a hotshot detective working on like real crime, and now he's literally counting cockroach wings on roach patrol.
But talking about restaurants, I think it was also a restaurant where this huge rodent-like thing runs through, and the owner says, oh, yeah, that's Hemingway's cat.
Right. He's trying to tell. It's actually what it is there's a species, an invasive species in the Keys that's a real thing that I put in a book called a Gambian pouch rat. Actually, they're called giant Gambian pouch rats, and they were released on an island called Grassy Key several years ago after they didn't flourish in the pet trade. It's not surprisingly, not many people wanted to buy a 9-pound rat as their household pet. So the business tanked. And this guy in real life, he didn't know what to do with the rat, so he just let him go. And there's sightings occasionally in the Keys, and it's always intrigued me. So I decided to put a small herd of them in this novel and have them show up in one of Yancey's restaurant patrols. But they're the largest rat on the planet. I know that's probably not appealing to you, but it was to me as a novelist.
You could confuse them with a Hemingway cat.
Well, if you're running a restaurant, you're going to say anything. You're not going to say, oh, there goes a 9-pound rat. You're going to say, relax, that's just one of Hemingway's cats.
We're talking about the novel, but this is what you do. You pick up on something that's happening in Florida and you run with it in your columns as well. I'm thinking of one of the recent ones, Rick Scott's, that's your governor there.
Yes.
Rick Scott's list of how to fight Zika in 14 easy steps. One, whenever a new Zika case is confirmed in Florida, I will immediately rush to the county and stage a roundtable discussion. Two, if no roundtables are available, I will settle for a rectangular one. I will begin each roundtable discussion by thanking everybody for all their hard work in the battle against Zika. They, in turn, will thank me. I mean, it's obviously condemning.
It's just poking a little harmless fun at hollow politicians. There's no shortage of them. Part of the job of a columnist is you're toppling, you stay on the news. And the fact is, the whole idea that we're tracking a mosquito and that you can trap these mosquitoes, for instance, or, you know, what they're doing now is just carpet bombing it with the mosquitoes and praying they're going to kill most of them. But you know how many mosquitoes there are. And so there is something surreal about this whole battle, because the first week Zika breaks out down in Wynwood, in the Wynwood neighborhood, they run a map saying, don't worry, this is the only place we found it. And it's a perfectly square piece of with blocks, like the mosquitoes aren't going to cross this street. Don't worry, they're not going to fly there. They're going to stay right within the perimeters here. And you have to look at it with some sort of humor, because it is kind of silly.
Well, others have wondered there's a silliness, but also a scathingness in some of your commentary. Janet Maslin, the New York Times, points out that you're kind of skewering the nature of our country right now in the center of the new book, because there's a reality show, Bayou Brethren. It's a duck dynasty, except there's a group of brothers who are actually from Wisconsin who have been trained how to speak Cajun.
They have a Cajun dialect. Yes. Yeah, sure.
And what's the name of their church?
It's the Holy Tabernacle of Chickapaw, something like that. They had a fake church built so that they could give fake sermons. If you write satire, you're looking at the whole big picture, what's going on in the country. And that whole section of the novel was devised and written long before the Republican convention this summer, when one of the actual Duck Dynasty guys gets up and addresses the grand old party of the United States. I mean, I couldn't have invented that. Tom Wolfe couldn't have invented that scene. So if you're writing satire, you're trying to stay ahead of the absurdity, and sometimes it catches up with you. And this is the year I think it's catching up.
Well, and your character, who allegedly runs this chicken farm or something, who is in reality from Wisconsin with his brothers, turns out to be, you know, he says racist things, and
sure,
he's got people who believe him.
They worship him. They hang on every word. And I mean, he's just an accordion player from Wisconsin, and he's trained to be a redneck reality star. And all of a sudden, he's looking himself in the mirror, because there's a guy on the other side who actually is believing all the stuff that he's saying.
Well,
and that's what I think is a real phenomenon, is that all the talk and the hate and the bigotry that you stir up with rhetoric sometimes comes home to roost. And in this particular, for this particular character, who's really just trying to make a buck on TV, he's now facing somebody who's really dangerous, who thinks everything he says is gospel.
Wow, there's another former reality TV show star that I can think of that's been accused of saying things that might be taken the wrong way by people.
But he's playing to the crowd, and he's playing to the same crowd.
And you wrote this before.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That part before, I mean, I was working on this book, well into this book by the time Trump even announced his candidacy.
Yeah.
That's the point.
Look, what do you think is going to happen in Florida, Carl Hyson?
In Florida? Well,
the swingingest of swing states.
The swingingest of swing. You know, first of all, every 4 years we go through this torture of none of us there want to have any responsibility for what happens in the president. Not since the year 2000. It was a national humiliation, the hanging chads. In our view, we're lucky that they still let us even vote. So we would rather that it come down to Ohio, if possible, or Pennsylvania, or one of the other swing states.
Any place but
Florida. But I can tell you this, that Florida is a very diverse place, you know, and so it's not something you can make a prediction on very easily, except to say that, you know, Obama won there twice, Bill Clinton won there. We have a lot of Hispanic voters. We have a lot of African-American voters. And there are lots and lots of women voters. And in those three categories, Mr. Trump isn't doing very well. But I don't know. A lot can happen in the next, you know, what is it, 60 interminable days?
Miami Herald columnist and author Carl Hyson. The latest book is Razor Girl. Google it. Carl, thanks so much.
Thanks, Robin. Thanks for having me back.
Oh, by the way, worth noting, new polls show Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump tying in many battleground states. One poll shows Trump leading in Florida. So with apologies to Carl, his state may decide the election.